opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Can you hear me? Can you hear me out there? It's Thursday, guys, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm subbing for Molly and Linda, and we're going to have so much fun tonight. I've got several live guests getting ready to come on board here. This is On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're here every Thursday evening, and I have a lovely in-studio co-host, guest co-host, the beautiful Miss Sandra Oswald. Hello, lady.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
I know.
I'm sure there's a lot of people holding their breaths out there right now.
Oh, they're going like, oh my gosh, what is she going to say? What is she going to say? Oh gosh. So anyway, we're going to have fun tonight. Just for those people that are listening and really scared about what Sandra's going to say right now, just so you know, we're going to provide some value tonight. We're going to give you a lot of information about upcoming events going on here in Reading and in the North State for the rest of the month here in April, and then get your calendars out because we've got a lot. May is huge and crazy, so you really got to get those calendars out and set your dates up because we've got a lot of fun things going on and a lot of fundraisers as well as a lot of great causes. Okay, so first, how do I know Sandra? Sandra is a friend of mine. We met through Shasta Support Service. And if you guys know what that group is the awesome, amazing group. I'm going to let you say a little bit about it. Who started the group?
Dale Ball and Michael Roberts actually started the group a little over a year ago. And from there, we've become a really great community group who comes together and cleans up different areas within Shasta County.
You're so sweet. I would call them a powerhouse, a total community powerhouse. And that's me saying that about you guys. So don't get all shy on me all of a sudden, Miss Sandra. Please, come on.
We appreciate it. A lot of work goes on. A lot of planning goes on. Every little bit helps between the volunteers, the members, the donors, businesses, small businesses, personal donations alike.
Yeah. So who knows Shasta Support Service? Who knows them? I mean, we were out last Saturday, and it was super, super sweet because I just happened to – I wanted to earn my fluorescent yellow shirt.
Chartreuse,
pardon moi. I wanted to earn my shirt, so I wore it for the cleanup on Saturday. And I was standing in line over at Dutch Bros right here on Eureka Way and Market trying to get some coffee for all of us, some coffee because we needed it. And, like – capital N-E-E-D-E-D needed it.
I needed it. I really needed it. You saw me.
Yeah. And someone literally said, oh my gosh, thank you for what you guys do. You guys do such a great job. And I'm like going, looking around at who he's talking about. Oh yeah, he sees the shirt, you know. So it was really nice to get that support and thank you from out in the community to me, someone that's been out with you guys only a few times.
It's nice to hear that people see the effort that goes on and that there are, I think on Facebook we have a little over 1,500 members. Yeah. We just need to get a lot of those people out in the community. And it doesn't have to be at our scheduled cleanups. I mean, we're going to try and get a lot more done over the next several months now that the weather's good.
So tell me about last Saturday. So last Saturday was your year anniversary, correct?
Our year anniversary was actually March 23rd or 25th, but this was kind of to celebrate that and to get ready for, we have Cool April Nights coming up.
Okay.
We need the community looking at its best for all the tourists that are coming in town. So that was kind of a lead-in, and it was kind of like a pre-Earth Day cleanup. We did 7 locations all at once. We divided into teams near where we kind of lived, and we did a great job. I think we had over 70 that I know of, a rough count, 70 members come out. And you know, you saw in our location, we had over a dozen brand new members that had never
Let's
cleaned
with us
before.
Let's talk a little bit more about last Saturday when we get back. I want you guys to know a little bit more about Shasta's Support Service, Dale Ball, the leader, the awesome leader, and Michael Roberts.
His full name is Michael Roberts.
Okay. You can find everyone on Facebook. Go ahead and go to Facebook and look up Shasta Support Service. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm so excited to be here on the spot with Linda Bott. And please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Sphinx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. I got to tell you, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I'm subbing in tonight for Molly Kidd and Linda Bott for On the Spot with Linda Bott. And my guest, co-host, Sandra Oswald,
is rocking out to Meatloaf.
Yeah, that was not my request, by the Who. I'm just saying. Anyway, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. You might remember me. I used to have a show on Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock. Not there anymore, and so I missed it. So it was nice to get asked to come back. So anyway, really nice to be here. We want to say thank you to this show's supporters, and that's Dandelion Women's Clothing Store. Let's see. We're on Facebook here, and their phone number is 247-1292. The address is 1322 Pine Street.
And they have a lot of cute stuff.
They do, and it's perfect. Mother's Day's coming up. And if you have that, like, little birthday gift of a girlfriend, perfect to go in there and get some cute little things, clothing as well as jewelry, that kind of thing. Also, Crackmaster, okay, 3208 South Market Street, and that's 241-8373. Okay. Thank you for being here today. Let's finish talking a little bit more about Shasta Support Service. We had a cleanup Saturday. I know that if you join the Facebook page, you can actually see some of the stats. And so the stats that were collected from last Saturday were outstanding.
Yeah, I actually don't know off the top of my head what the amount of trash that we ended up throwing away. I don't think I got that from Dale, but we had a lot of local businesses that helped us out. We had Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware on Hartnell. Gosh, I could probably try and find my list.
Just in even small businesses and individual supporters that gave so much, from trash bags to
gloves, pickers. People donate coffee, donuts. Every little thing that goes into a cleanup, people would probably be surprised. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without our volunteers and our members.
We had some good finds this
We did. Last weekend. It's amazing what you find out there. Until
we put together a whole wardrobe of clothes.
Yeah, we had a wardrobe of clothes. We had a stroller that I was pushed around in by Maria, actually.
Yeah, I think I fell in mud and, you know, almost landed in the creek. But it's okay.
It's okay.
All
you know,
for a good cause.
And I don't, people underestimate, we have, it is so, it's underestimating how much fun you have cleaning up trash.
We totally had fun.
Way too much fun cleaning up junk and things out of the river, but it's a great time, and the more people we have out there, the better.
Yeah, so come on out. I really encourage you guys to get on the Facebook page, because then that way you'll see the next sort of like
event. Yeah, we don't have anything scheduled right at the moment, but we should hopefully soon. I know we were talking about it the other day, so we'll let you know. It'll be posted on our Facebook page when we do.
Yeah, Shasta Support Service on Facebook. Go there now. Okay, I think we might have a caller calling in. I hope. I thought I heard something. Yeah, all right. So when you're ready, Jared, we'll go ahead and take that call. Hello, who is this?
Hey, Maria, this is Tyler Whitlow. How are you?
Hey, Tyler, what's going on, buddy? My friend from Omega Mortgage is calling in. What do you want to talk about today, Tyler?
Well, you know what? I wanted to talk about an event coming up May 14th. It's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Have you heard of that yet?
Yes, I have. Yeah, these two girls have in studio. But tell us more about it.
Yeah, so Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, this is a huge call to men, really. Mm-hmm. And what this is to educate and engage our community about the very serious subject that we have in Shasta County. And that's to take action preventing sexualized violence towards women. Or towards people in general. So
sure.
What we're asking is for men to step up to the plate and literally walk a mile in her shoes to help raise money towards One Safe Place and One Safe Place actions towards preventing that and helping people that are in our need that are unfortunately afflicted with, you know, issues of sexual violence.
Wow, what an event. And you are the chair of this event this year. What's that been like for you, Tyler? Getting the word out,
I'm
huh?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to be the chairperson this year.
Mm-hmm.
To me, One Safe Place is such an amazing organization. And to have an event like this that people get to come out and have fun in regards to a very serious topic is the perfect situation to me. So, you know, we get to go out, we get to raise some money, we get to have some fun, we got some great sponsors this year. All the men that are walking, they'll get to enjoy some Wild Card Brewery over there at the new location, the Tide House.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So I'm excited for that. I don't know about you, but
less
I feel my feet, the better.
And that, yeah, exactly. Yeah, uh-huh, walk a mile in your shoes. But so, I mean, that's a good point that you're saying, because normally we are speaking to the converted, right? So now we're bringing in a new sort of demographic, men and their sons, just because I know Joe definitely will have, like, his sons there, and some of the young football players in town definitely support the event. So I think it's really good that we're having men involved a lot for this cause, and it's a good point that you say that you're having fun with it, because I think it's a great icebreaker to talk about something that sort of could be taboo or uncomfortable or just not something that's sort of talked about out loud. And
no better month to have this in, right? And this is a month that's pretty much dedicated towards, you know, the awareness of victims of sexual violence. And that's, and you're right, that's one of those things that, you know, when I go into these meetings and I bring up this topic, and, you know, instead of having these fun icebreakers and things like that, I just lay it out on the table. Here's our problem, and here's what we can do to help resolve it. And that's the exciting part, is that it's very little on our part to help resolve it. And more importantly, it's to not ignore it and cause and bring awareness to it and help the people in the need. And that's why we have organizations like One Safe Place is there to help the people in need when some of us aren't willing to step up to it. So, you know, how we help is, in this case, is to raise money. You know, we want teams that are out there. I just talked to a group today of veterans. I'm really excited that they're actually going to be putting together. They're going to put on their military boots, maybe put a little flower in there or some nail polish on it, and they're going to walk a mile with me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great,
I want firefighters out there.
Yep, that makes it work for them.
Officers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This
One
is
Safe
an opportunity
Place.
To challenge, mm-hmm. Challenge yourself as well as challenge your best friends. All for a good cause.
I like it.
If Dale Ball is listening, I'm challenging him to put some heels on.
Yes.
Shasta Support Service has to step up.
He would beat me in that mile, I guarantee it.
That would be awesome. What a great idea. Okay, One Safe Place on Saturday, May 14th, is the annual, ninth annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. You can go to, what is that, OSH?
It's ospshasta.org, registration. You can register now and get all, you all signed up and get your team going. And then the day of, registration starts at 10, and the walk starts at 11, and we're going to have live music and all kinds of fun for everybody to enjoy.
Yay. Awesome, yeah. Tyler. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Oh, wait.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wait. Hold on a second. Jared, the producer, our amazing producer, has a question for you.
So I got to ask. For guys that want to participate in this, where do you find male-sized high heels?
So I'm going to tell you this right now, Jared, that my search engine history is ruined for life because I had to go online and get some of these shoes. And I don't have little feet in general, man. I wear a size 13 men's.
I have the same size, so I have the same problem.
Yeah, I'm a size 16 in women's is what I've learned in this process, and you cannot find that in town. So I'm an advocate of, when it comes to unique purchases like this, Amazon is where I ended up getting mine, Amazon.com. Otherwise, believe it or not, you got local stores like Macy's and JCPenney's that are willing to order them for you and have them shipped to you.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. I hope to see you out there, Jared.
No excuse. He got quiet all of a sudden. But thank you so much, Tyler Whitlow from Omega Mortgage. Thanks for stepping up and being a man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye. All right, guys. We are going to cut to our commercial here, and we will be back with an amazing group of ladies. Come on back.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mel.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas. This is On the Spot with Linda Bott. I am subbing tonight, and we're having so much fun. My guest co-host is Sandra Oswald.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, get to work, sister.
I'm trying to take pictures.
Oh, you're taking pictures of the ladies.
I haven't started selfies yet.
Okay, uh-oh. Hey, this is radio. I need to get hair and makeup in here or what? Okay. So, you guys, I'm super excited because we have in studio the ladies from Chicks and Chaps. They're going to tell us all about the event tonight. And we've got Miss Lori, we've got Miss Linda, and Miss Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Who wants to talk first? Okay. The talking head.
Can you tell us, just for someone who doesn't know about you guys, can you tell us what you guys are about?
Okay, Chicks and Chaps. Actually originated out of Missoula, Montana. So it's gone back a few years now.
This is our fifth annual this year. And Chicks and Chaps is kind of a way for ladies who are not around horses, don't know anything about rodeo, sit in an office, but would always wonder what it would be like to be in a rodeo or to know about it, to see a really good-looking cowboy.
Pretty much
I've got you guys down, don't I? See, you've got to go.
How did you know?
That's totally me.
So I'm not completely clueless.
Okay,
I have a pair of boots. I'm from Nebraska.
That's a Husker. That is Nebraska. Not rodeo.
Don't hate on that Husker,
baby.
Come on.
They grow them out there. Yeah.
Well, the first year we did it, we actually had a Mighty Bucky, which the cowboys used to practice bucking horses or bucking bulls. And we had too much fun on it. We broke it. And then they told us liability insurance.
I'm not going to even ask. But
don't, because I was on it.
Okay.
We're not going there. So we decided with liability insurance, that probably wasn't the best thing to do. So after that, what we're trying to do is the ladies have fun. So they talk to John Browning, our stock contractor. They get speakers for the breast cancer, of which I'll have Miss Michelle speak on.
Okay.
But what we're trying to do is raise money locally, so we can help those in treatment. Our survivor, if they need help, we help them as well. We have an auction, we raise money, we're having raffles, we do all kinds of things to try and generate as much as we can for our local community.
Is this a group that works together for this all year long, or is fundraising?
The last 2 or 3 years.
Okay. So it's not just in April,
my major,
May, or
my major general over here, Miss Linda. Cracks the whip, let me tell you. Uh-oh. Right after the event is over, we are on it. And this last year, we've upped the ante totally. We've been at functions. We have raffle tickets that we've been selling. We've had pink cocktail party.
Ooh,
that was a bunko.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun things trying to get it out there so the women who don't know about it don't know about rodeo. But, you know, if they've got some in their life or them that are going through breast cancer, or have someone they've lost, they want to know more, they'd like to get help if they could, that's what we're there for. And I'm going to let Michelle talk a little bit more about that, because she's been there, done that.
Okay, so introduce Michelle for us.
Michelle Madrigal was our survivor last year that we chose.
Okay.
And we're so happy we did. We were able to help her to get to training to be a public speaker, and she's amazing.
Ooh. And life coach.
And life,
and
life
coach.
Amazing.
She's
amazing.
This group has just been completely integral in the my ability to move forward with building a career and a business of my own. Some of my dreams, you know, being able to become an entrepreneur and being able to step away from the stigma of being a survivor, you know, because there can be a stigma around you know, and people are like, oh, you're a survivor, and I'm like, no, you know, I'm a thriver, thank you very much.
Thank you for saying that.
So, you know, so many women are affected by breast cancer, it's just, it blows your mind. And it doesn't really have a whole heck of a lot to do with genetics. I didn't have any genetics. So, you know, no family
history.
Did you
do the testing?
I did the testing. Okay. Yep, I did the testing and was negative for that. But, like, I didn't have any family history, really.
Okay.
So there's, you know, women are being affected all the time. And when I was, you know, introduced to these guys, they were like, hey, you know, we need a survivor for this function. And I was like, wait, what kind of function? And I'm like,
little did she know.
What am I getting into?
Right?
Now,
oh, my goodness. And so I submitted my story, and Lori emailed me back, and she's like, we want you, and this is what we're going to do. And she said, there's cowboys involved. And I said, okay, sure, sign me up. I don't know what else I have to do, but let's go. So, yeah, it's been a phenomenal journey with these ladies. They are wonderful, loving, caring women who they keep everything in the community. And up here in Redding, that's really important, because I had all my treatment down in Sacramento.
Okay.
So
how did you guys find your survivor thriver?
I like thriver.
Yeah, I like thriver.
We had one of our ladies who has a lunch that the survivors go to. And so she had asked them if they'd submit stories for us so we could get somebody who was comfortable speaking in front of people as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, keep going. Okay. I'll let you know.
But this year is really important to me. My mom just passed away this past February. She was a three-time survivor 12 years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
And radiation disease is what finally got her.
Yep.
Because radiation back then was so much more invasive than it is now. So our deadline, we've really structured it this year. We're working very hard to make it the best event. That's our fifth annual.
Let's talk more about that when we come back.
You bet.
We have so much more to talk about. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is On the Spot with Linda Bott. Please come on back.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
I could probably let this song go on forever. I was like, we're watching you guys sing it. This is Dr. Maria Salas. We are in studio today on the spot with Linda Bott every Thursday night from 6 to 7. And today we have a room full of lovely ladies. Linda, Lori, Michelle from Chicks and Chaps telling us all about telling us all about what Chicks and Chaps is all about. And when we... actually, if you could, give us a little bit reminder of the date and time and where people can get tickets before we forget.
Not a problem. We're on Facebook. We're also on the ReadingRodeo.com site as well. You can buy the event tickets online. The event is May 20th. That's our tough enough to wear pink night of rodeo, the third night of the Reading Rodeo itself, Friday night, May 20th. Our event is staying in the flats, the rodeo flats, which is like a VIP at the rodeo. So the event starts in the afternoon, approximately 1 to 1:30, and it's full of fun-packed stuff all day. And then they have a little break, and they get fed that afternoon. That night they come back, they get fed again, they got rodeo. If you were just to go to the rodeo flats that night, for $10 more, you can do our event as well. You've got the whole day and night.
Oh, perfect.
Girls' time. Pink, pink, pink.
Okay, cool. Everything's pink. So we're going to have to sandwich this a little bit because when we're talking about something so serious, we're going to start with something awesome, and then we've got a little bit of, like, ugly dark in the middle, and then we're going to end on something good, right? So, we were talking about on the way out, we were talking about how sometimes the treatment can be a lot worse, and if people knew about maybe some things early on... What did you say?
Options.
Yeah, that there are options and that there are different types of breast cancer, right? Is what we were talking about during the break. They might have more options.
Education is everything.
Yeah, my older sister passed away from breast cancer, and I remember when we were talking, she's 9 years older than us, my twin and I, and yes, her radiation was so bad. I mean, we could not hug her anymore. It was so painful. You know, her breast cancer had metastasized her brain, so she was getting tumors and that kind of thing. So, and I'm sure the chemo and radiation had a lot to do with that.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about what you were talking about.
Well, my mom had breast cancer 3 times, and that was in 04.
Okay.
And they did not have the technique they have now for radiation. So it was this huge band of radiation that went straight across because it was double for her. And they had removed everything, lymph nodes and all that, and then they didn't do chemo. They felt radiation would be better. So they doubled the radiation. It was way more intense than, say, they did chemo as well.
Now that I remember, that's what they did with my sister, yeah.
And 12, 14 years later, she's on full oxygen. She can't make it from one room to the next without having to sit down because it's like somebody's putting a rubber band around her whole midsection and pulling in. So she couldn't get a breath. So it was really sad. It was really hard to watch that.
Was the organization Chicks and Chaps able to help her in any way, or how do you guys
My mom was in Nevada.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But, yes, what the wonderful thing we found last year is Mercy Health Foundation, because American Cancer Society kind of redid the way they did their money and such.
Mercy Foundation North.
Mercy Foundation North needed funds that were kind of taken away from them to help these and those that are in treatment. So they need car repair. They need food. They need, you know, house cleaner, how kids, daycare, anything like that.
Gas money.
Well, yeah, copay is changing due to all the new medical stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's all these changes that are going on. Well, Mercy is trying so hard to help these people be a little more comfortable, be able to get through their treatment with a little help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in. We raise this money with the raffles that we're doing, with our event, and it stays here. It does not go anywhere else.
I like that.
I do, too. Yeah. And that was why Chicks and Chaps originated out of Missoula, Montana, because Shannon's mom was going through it and having a terrible time financially. That's what really kicked it off and started it.
Wow.
Okay. So.
And were you going to say something?
There are a lot of resources for women who have been recently diagnosed to get help with things. However, when I was initially diagnosed, I was on the computer probably 10, 12 hours a day looking for all these resources.
You set yourself out.
Yeah. I was more exhausted from all of that than I was anything else. And then the chemo and stuff on top of that just makes you tired.
Yeah.
So when I was introduced to Chicks and Chaps, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I found out that they work with Mercy to get these women the help that they need for just the little things. Someone to come and clean their house. Gas money to get back and forth to treatments or appointments or whatever. I was like, that's what needs to happen. More of this is what needs to go on because, yeah, of course, we've got Western medicine that, you know, helps us get through whatever. But it's those little things.
Time that you could be spending with your family.
Exactly.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Quality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all about quality.
Did you have a question? Thought you were...
No, I'm listening intently, and I like their Facebook page.
Oh, okay. So everyone has to go. What is it called? Chicks and Chaps
Chicks
Reading.
Chicks, letter N, Chaps Reading.
Okay. And what can they find there? All the info
They'll
for
find
the event,
the link
right?
to get the event tickets. They'll find the information about whatever we're doing at the time.
Okay.
You know,
because you guys are doing stuff all year round. So
yeah.
Okay.
We've had the pink spa, Pinky we call her. She is a bubblegum pink jacuzzi type spa. Affordable Spas is our... wonderful sponsor. They have taken it around for us so that we can pink out and get people to sign up for the raffle, and we have given away an event ticket. So Affordable Spas has been amazing. They've been off the chart. Awesome.
Like literally, we're getting in our bikinis and we're getting in there. Or?
Oh, sure.
Look, I found a picture.
You
could
get in your bikini.
God,
I'm getting in my one piece.
That's
sorry.
Amazing. Where on earth did they come
Affordable
up with
Spas on Commerce? He happened upon it last year, and he said, "Oh my gosh, think, you know, he thought of Think Pink immediately. He approached a couple other places, and they just, I don't think, understood what he was talking about.
That is a vision in pink.
It is,
right?
So I'm supplying pink flamingos to go with it. Okay. Whoever wins that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean
flamingos.
I could win this?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes. Oh, $1 ticket. Gosh. Only 400 are being sold.
Step off, Sandra. Get off my...
Yep. And then Old West is another one that is amazing. They have a 9mm Smith & Wesson Shield with a CCW class.
No, we're there.
And I've got those tickets. Those are $20, the raffle ticket.
I'm having flashbacks to the veterans thing where I lost that AK.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. It does not sound good when you lose an AK, okay?
It was fun. Okay, so we do have to cut to another commercial. Okay. Is there anyone that wanted to say one last thing before we... We're going to come on back, but I just wanted
save
to...
Save the tatas.
Save the tatas.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right, please come on back. On that note, please, Maria Salas, come on back.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Wow, okay.
Welcome to my world.
And this is Dr. Maria Salas. This is On the Spot with Linda. But I never knew three ladies could get me blushing. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so stuff that's talked about during the break.
Probably we should kind of keep it.
Yeah.
That's why there's a break.
Are you trying to tell me to keep it down over here?
I want you to keep it down. Okay, the ladies from Chicks and Chaps are here, Linda, Lori, and Michelle, and
Letterbuck.
Okay, get your calendars out because we want you to come to Friday, May 20th, where the Redding Rodeo Flats, and the cost is $75. And tell us really quick a little bit more about where they can go to get the tickets.
They can go to Facebook.
Okay.
That's Chicks, like C-H-I-C-K-S, mm-hmm. letter N, Chaps, mm-hmm. Redding.
Okay.
They can go to ReddingRodeo.com. And the link is on there as well.
Okay, perfect.
We have posters all around town. Mary's Pizza has several different places with a Q reader. You know, anybody with their iPhones loves the Q reader.
Yeah.
You just wave your phone over it and boom, mm-hmm. you can go get a ticket.
So download your Q reader app and you can go around town.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot of people to thank. Right?
Deadline, real quick. Deadline for tickets is May 1st.
May 1st. That's why we're pushing so hard. Mm-hmm. We want 100 women. My wish, in honor of my mom, I want to see 100 girls come to this event, and we're going to rock it up and have a blast.
And we're going to win guns and stuff.
Yeah. Girls only.
That's so awesome.
A girls only Think Pink CCW class.
See, perfect.
I like it. I need that. I haven't done
that. You and the girls learn to shoot. Get your... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who can we thank?
Okay, our thank yous. Start with, we won one of the grants from Signorama. They invited us to one of the really nice event when they're handing these out. We had so much fun. So they've helped us with banners and several different things, signs, all kinds of things.
Yes,
magnets.
Yes, they
we
are.
Love Signorama.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sierra Pacific. It was an amazing sponsor this year. They were a sponsor last year as well. We don't want to forget them. Dutch Brothers, they helped buy our Mardi Gras beads that we do at the parade on Saturday for Say the Tatas. We're the Tata Queens.
Uh-huh.
And so we sell beads. Last year we did almost $1,000 in that parade route. And I was on a 34-year-old four-legged drag queen. He had his own Tatas.
Oh,
he did.
Okay.
Wow,
this is
something else.
He was totally, my poor horse, I felt very sorry for him. He had tassels.
Quite the sight.
Yeah. And then we have Mary's Pizza, who is always there for us when we need them.
Yes,
they
are.
They always have food. They are so community-oriented.
Yes, they are.
They had us in their parking lot at the Anderson Outlets. That was during spring break, and unfortunately everything was at the mall. But we did get a few people. We did sell a few. And then Old West is, of course, our sponsor for our gun. And they're awesome. They just kicked it right in, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Affordable Spas. They just jumped on the wagon. They have taken that spa wherever we asked them to.
Yeah.
Never complained. Show up, set it up. It's great.
Yeah, I want that spa to step off somewhere.
Yeah. I'm telling you, only 400 of each.
But then I want the gun, too. So.
I know.
All right, we'll
you
fight
can win
over
both.
It.
Yeah, you can win both. We'll let you.
Well, then, I want to say thank you, ladies.
Thank
Is there
you.
Something else that you wanted?
We also have a collectible buckle that's auctioned off.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that's on our side.
That.
On our page. And that thing
Miss Heather
is
Ryan
is
in that picture. Linda Bott's in that picture.
Linda was one of our first ones to auction and fight for that buckle. And literally, her and one other lady were fighting over on the. I mean, it was getting hilarious.
Cool, I like
this
that.
This year, we're going to have stick horse barrel racing.
Fun.
My barn is getting full. I have 5 steeds right now waiting to be ridden around the barrels.
Very cool.
And they're. I don't know if you've seen a picture on there, but
look it up.
They all have names. They all have names.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining us tonight. The Chicks and Chaps ladies
are here,
and we loved hearing all their stories. Linda, Lori, and Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Have an awesome night.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Yeehaw, everybody. See you at the rodeo.
Yeehaw.
Thanks. Yeah.
So what do you think?
I'm excited.
I know.
That
Me
sounds,
too.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
We have to see you guys there.
Yes.
Well, thanks. So we're going to go ahead and cut to commercial here, and we'll be right back. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Mean fried.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Marie Salas, and this is On the Spot with Linda Bott. So happy to be joining you all tonight. I missed you all, North State. So awesome to be here. So, my awesome and beautiful guest co-host, Sandra Oswald. How do you like in this? Like,
that's
okay,
awesome.
Seriously, anyone that knows us or knows her, she's being a little quiet, right?
I am.
Okay,
I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be really good.
Hey, Jared isn't hovering the dump button. You're good. You're fine.
Yeah, I see the delay button over there, and I'm just waiting for. I'm glad he's not hovering. I'm being good.
Okay, yeah, someone that knows us better call in and rile her up.
No.
Okay, so, I mean, what do you think about tonight so far?
We've got a lot of events coming up. I think the weather brings out everyone, but we just looking at the things we have sitting in front of us and we've talked about, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of places for people who want to get involved in different things, and I think that's the important part. No matter what your likes and dislikes, and if you want to get out there in the next several months, there's so much going on.
Find something that works for you for sure. Okay, Speaking of, tomorrow night, over at Classic Cafe, we have a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. And what's cool is it's going to be spaghetti and cars. So that's tomorrow night, Friday, April 15th. And, hey, what better way to just finish your tax day by just, like, letting go and having a big old plate of spaghetti, right? Just letting it all out. Go enjoy some awesome cars. There is going to be raffles and refreshments and more.
And this supports Classic Cafe, who we love those
Let's
two.
Let's see. It is supporting, they're not saying here, but I think it is the Philippine American veterans, so a nonprofit organization. A lot of the money is going to go towards that. And
fantastic.
Again, we're just going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night. Please join us. It starts at 4:30. Again, tomorrow night, spaghetti and cars. So if you're getting ready, getting a little primed up for cool car show and all the awesome cars that are going to be coming out here in the next few weeks, it's a nice way to get the time started.
I'm excited.
I'll let you.
We have Family Fun Fest. On Saturday, April 16th, it's in the city of Anderson, the Anderson River Park. I'm actually going to be there, so if anyone's out there, I'll be at the Rowell Family Empowerment of Northern California booth.
Wait, what's that?
That is, you don't know what Rowell is?
No.
So I do work with them, and they empower people with diverse abilities, with families, and they help successfully navigate the systems that serve them and empower them to self-advocate by providing support, information, and training.
Okay.
Really great.
Love it. That's a mouthful there.
It is a mouthful of information. But there'll be one of the booths there. There'll be fishing going on. I hear it's a huge event. This is the 16th. Annual something? I don't know. They've been doing this for a long... Yeah, 16th annual.
Well, first of all, it's Anderson, so it's going to be good.
Yes, anything in Anderson is good. Yeah. I love you, Reading, but Anderson does a lot of good stuff, too. But yeah, come on out. We'll be there on Saturday. There'll be some interactive booths. I know we have some stuff going on at the Rowell booth. There's stage performances. It's a free event. So let's keep that in mind. There's... This is a great thing. We have a lot. So we have tomorrow night, you've got spaghetti.
Yes,
Saturday, like, we've got fishing. What's up?
My calendar is always full. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Well, you know, with Shasta Sports Service, we're always doing cleanups. I don't think we have anything coming up cleanup-wise Saturday, thankfully. So,
but you said you
had
a cool April night.
We have cool April nights. Is coming up. I don't know.
Does that mean you have a table, or what is that?
I don't know. I've never done that. I'll have
to
ask and see if we're going to do anything. I think we'll probably be part of the cleanup.
Dale, if you're listening, call us.
Yeah, Dale, call in. Help me out here. I don't know if we're doing anything.
605-4567. I'm sure you know the number by heart because I hear you calling in the morning all the time.
I don't know. That hasn't been discussed to my knowledge if we're doing anything. I think we just had a bunch going on with this last cleanup last week, and I think we need a mental break, taking a break. And now that the weather's getting good, we'll start getting some more cleanup.
Yeah, because we don't want Miss Sandra to get the poison oat that
she
did last
please,
time.
Hey, no.
If you're going to go clean up, come on.
I learned my lesson.
Do not
I
wear.
never had poison oak, and I, being the smart one I am, wore yoga pants.
Yes, yoga pants.
Cut to
her knee.
Cut to my knee, did knowing there was poison oak, but I don't even know what it looked like.
This was the cleanup that we did on the river trail.
Yes, the community community cleanup that
Whenever
we did
that was
back
in
it was October.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it did not show up on me until 10 days later. 10 days later, all of a sudden, I started getting spots and went to urgent care the next day because I was in pain.
So be prepared. You want to help the community out?
Yeah, wear long pants. Wear long pants that aren't yoga pants. Take it from me. You don't want to suffer. He's laughing over there.
Yeah, Jared's laughing at us. Okay. Okay. Another thing to put on your calendars, we're about a month out, a little bit less than a month, but I want you guys to know because it's going to probably take a little bit of time to get your team together, and that is the Military Order of the Purple Heart is going to have their annual golfing tournament, and so they're looking for golfers, whole sponsors, and raffle prize donations as well. It's going to be Saturday, May 7th. Again, that's Saturday, May 7th, and it's going to be at Gold Hills Golf Club. And that should be fun. I'm doing it.
I got to read
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so I'm pulling my team together. What's cool is you can all pitch in. And so that's what we're going to do is we're going to all just sort of, like, pitch in.
Oh, so you're golfing on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want me on your team.
Why not?
No. I see a shotgun.
Wait, P.S., I didn't ask.
Yeah, good. No, I'm glad you didn't because I would tell you kick me off your team right now.
Okay, well,
I don't golf.
I mean, for starters, like, I haven't golfed in a while either. It's a fundraiser, people. It's best ball. I mean, we're going to be there to have lots of fun. So, what is it? The format will be 4-person scramble. Starts at 1 o'clock is the shotgun start. And let's see, net proceeds will fund veterans assistant programs and scholarship funds, and all the monies, which is very important, will remain in the North State, which I like that.
Yeah, I think that's all of the activities and things going on. It's really important that the community just gets together. I know there's a lot of things going on, but the more we can get the community involved, the better. You know, if it's walking in high heels for domestic violence or it's something for the kids, just get out and get involved and get to know your community.
There
get
is
to know
something for everybody.
Is.
Military Order of the Purple Heart, Saturday, May 7th. Get your team together. And what's so cool about this group is the Reading Chamber of Commerce awarded this Reading Chapter 2001, the 2014 Nonprofit of the Year Award as... And that's an amazing award to get. So
that is.
Please call Bill Filan at 339-5449. Again, that's Bill Filan, Gunny, at 339-5449 to pull your team together and pay for the tickets. So please reply by April 22nd. So you do have a few more days left. Get it together. I've got flyers and stuff at my office, as well as I'll leave one here at the studio. And I think that's it. So, again, Saturday, May 7th, the Military Order of the Purple Heart Golf Tournament.
Yeah, yeah. This has been so much fun.
I know.
I hope everyone can exhale and know that I was on my best behavior.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Like, seriously? Like,
it was fun. It's good to see.
Wait, Dale said he was bringing wine. What happened?
Yeah, Dale.
Hello.
Wine. Hello. No, it's good to see what people are out there in the community and why people get involved. I love hearing why people got involved, whether it's whatever situation they were in or if it's to continue efforts that they feel.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody has, you know, the story that has some good stuff, maybe some bad stuff.
I just wanted to clean up trash out of my creek.
I know. I love all the trash humor.
Now,
cool.
Trashy.
Let's talk trash.
Let's talk trash. We like to talk trash to each other in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we have way too much fun picking up trash. Who knew? But it's a good time. We've made a lot of good connections and a lot of great friends. And that's on top of the community aspect. That's also
I
important.
I completely agree. And you
I
guys,
met you.
Exactly.
I met
Hello?
You. Hello. That's reason number one.
Yeah. So, and you guys were, I just wanted to say thanks again. You guys were the first people to say yes to the Community Heroes event that we had back in January. And you guys were like, get us a table, get us two tables.
I think that was me
we
saying, get us
there.
A table.
And so I thought that was awesome. You guys totally represented at that event. And we had a great
time.
We
love it. I think every one of us loves doing those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's why we're involved in the community in the first place.
I think we have to say goodbye already. Can you believe that hour went by super quick? It was like a whirlwind. It was like a wormhole.
I could be here all day, but I won't bore you.
That's the thing. Why do you think you're invited?
Just joking. Yes.
Okay, guys, it was so awesome hanging out with you guys tonight. I hope you guys got a lot of value. I hope we provided some great events and things for you to be a part of in our community. And again, thank you so much, Linda, Ba, and Molly Kidd, for the opportunity to hang out
thank
tonight.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some good old bump music on the way out, and yep, we will chat with you guys soon.
Great.
This is Dr. Maria Salas. Talk to you soon.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it! We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Hundreds of people took to the streets today in Nigeria's main cities demanding the safe returns of the Chibok girls who were abducted 2 years ago. Counterterrorism Malcolm Nant says Boko Haram, which continues to hold many of those Nigerian girls, must not be taken lightly.
This organization is not just some run-of-the-mill sub-Saharan African terrorist group. This group is now fully aligned and loyal to the central caliphate of the Islamic State.
The extremists seized 276 girls who had gathered for science exams. More than 200 remain missing. Reporter Michelle Fields is described as upset with a decision by Florida prosecutors not to proceed with the case against Donald Trump's campaign manager. She'd accused Corey Lewandowski of grabbing her as she tried to question Trump after a Florida event. But state's attorney Dave Ehrenberg says that while there was contact between Trump's press secretary and Fields, it was not significant enough to pursue charges.